Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. We're supported by the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance and the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is by Dawn Potter. Dawn directs the Frost Place Conference on Poetry and Teaching, held each summer at Robert Frost's home in Franconia, New Hampshire. She's the author or editor of 7 books of prose and poetry. Her most recent book, The Vagabond Bookshelf, A Reader's Memoir, was published this year. In her poem November, Dawn writes that she worked to capture the sense of island loneliness that can arise on such an evening, a small house in the forest, a young family drawing together for the night, the power of lamplight, the force of the wild outside their doors. November. A crust of snow hardens against tall grass. Reluctant leaves twist on the maples until a sideways spit of wind dances them to earth. For a last moment, the sun opens her arms, print-marked window panes aglitter, short-legged puppy on his run, yapping at chickens, goose-stepping across the rime. How soon the night crowds into the forest, how urgent for shadow. The eye of the house turns in on itself. On the hearthrug, a woman turns a page, leans back with Anna among furs, feels the dry scratch of sledge runners over the frost. Bright tongues leap from log to log in the grate. A man washes dirty dishes at the sink, then turns out the light. Snow's faint shine filters through hushed windows, the sad ghost of fire pulling smoke from the chimney into its heavy arms until the wind tears it away. Lashing pines, smudged with night, clouds flying across the sky, the quick air, a sea washing against small, scattered shells, each wrapped in the fragile cloak of home. That was November by Dawn Potter. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chuten Family and Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele. Additional support provided by the Poetry Foundation, offering Poetry Magazine, podcasts, and more at poetryfoundation.org. The program was produced by Jonathan Woodward. The music is by Chris Moore. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.